This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, Election Day 2020, with Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company, who says the election's influence on the U.S. dollar could have an impact.
The U.S. dollar will weaken on a Biden win. That has happening a little bit here already. If there's a blue control of the Congress, in other words, Democrats controlling the House and the Senate, that would, of course, really start to weaken the dollar, as everyone would be concerned about rising U.S. debt and a weakening credibility to some overseas.
He says this year's presidential election a little bit different with a global pandemic.
COVID infections have been moving steadily higher. They've started the bottom somewhere in the middle of September, and we've now been moving upwards. We're now beyond that level that I find concerning. 70,000 cases a day means that, as I model that forward, there's going to be strains on regional hospitals. And we're already seeing some of that in places like Milwaukee, some of the Dakotas down in the South. So it's a concern for me that, you know, again, that everybody gets the care they need to get beyond this disease. But again, we need this infection rate to start turning the other direction. Let's hope that some of these modifications that are being taken will help. But this is something to watch. And I know the financial markets in particular are watching this very carefully.
But what about more stimulus for dairy farmers?
The COVID stimulus package has been delayed. We now know today that it's unlikely to be passed until the lame duck session, which will be after the election. We're giving the odds of 50-50 whether that lame duck session will get the aid out to the populace. A lot of that will determine on the results of the election. Now, the odds are quite high that the Democratic House will stay Democratic. What we don't know about is the president and the Senate. So those are the keys that we'll all be watching after the election. And again, it's a financial market thing. It's a macro market thing. There will be, of course, influences on agricultural markets, but not to the same degree that you'll see on the dollar, the stock market, and some of the other treasury notes and those sorts of things that the U.S. will be issuing.
And on the bright side, there has been some good news for the U.S. dairy industry, with dairy product trade improving in Southeast Asia.
And I keep hearing from my friends in the dairy export business that the Chinese have been very strong buyers here recently of U.S. dairy products, whether it be powder, whether it be formula for infants, or whether it be, even some of the butterfat products. So I'm encouraged anyway by Southeast Asian demand. I believe those economies are the strongest and have the best recovery chances as we head into 2021. But I think it will lead to a stronger demand profile for U.S. dairy as we look down the road.
So optimistic that milk prices will stay strong down the road?
I'm still in this mindset where it's hard to get milk sustaining rallies above $20 to $23. It's awful hard to get bearish of milk between 15 and 14 and a half. And I think the markets continue to vacillate back and forth within the range. Now, U.S. dairymen, if you look at the March milk futures at 16.45, that's not an attractive hedge for many. You're not locking in a break-even or a profitable milk price level. So that's why I said it's a troubling market with all of the discounts that are there in the forward curves. And if you're in the processing side of the market, the nearby market has caused you headaches, because each time you think the milk market's about ready to break, it rallies on an additional cheese demand from the U.S. government through an extension or additionality of money to the Farmers for Families Food Box program.
He says one of the most important things dairy producers should be focusing on now is keeping a pulse on the grain market and focusing on feed prices for the future.
Yeah, feed prices, if we have any weather problems down in Latin America, they are going to soar, and we need to be aware of that. And so as dairymen, I want you to be ahead of that. I would be using this break in terms of corn to get some coverage. So if you're a buyer of corn, do so accordingly. If you have your own silage, that's great. On the case of meal, you probably got to look at March meal here. $350 a ton is taking some forward coverage. So I want to encourage everybody to think forward on the feed markets, because this is a trend that will now be with us for 12 to 18 months. It's not going to even end with big South American crops. We got to be ahead of this, because any weather problems in the U.S. next spring would really cause some heat to the feed side of things. And I want you as a dairyman to be ahead of that, not behind it.
That's Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. And those were comments from a recent Dairy Signal webcast that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org. Coming up tomorrow, it's Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek. And a reminder, for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.